The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
This is Senior Solutions with Eric Stewart on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Welcome to the Senior Solutions Real Estate Show, brought to you by the Senior Solutions team of the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster Realtors. Do you know how much money you need to retire? And hey, if you've missed an episode or find any information we talk about today that's helpful to a friend or family member, I want you to send them to our website, ericstewartgroup.com, or find Senior Solutions on Spotify.
Listen, people, to what I say.
Let's think about eight expert tips for when the aging parent won't listen. Now, I went to a retirement community in Arlington. A guy named Ray Dennison is the executive director at Sunrise at Bluemont Park, and they hosted me and some other seniors-focused professionals for a showing of the movie called Being Mortal. This is about a doctor. If you're familiar, if you've heard the story or if you've seen the story, you know what I'm talking about. The doctor, he's a physician, he's a surgeon, and he comes to realize that he, as a doctor, is not being a direct with his patients. He's not being an agent of honesty with his patients about their true terminal illness. Now, I want you to understand the context of this is a physician, my father, my grandfathers, all being physicians. I've taken this mentality in my real estate practice that it's important that I tell people the truth, even if it's not what they want to hear. It's the truth because it is what is true. Being a doctor and trying to give your patients hope while understanding that maybe their disease is terminal is a very delicate balance, trying to present the truth but also present some kinds of hope, because ultimately we all want to live. Most all of us are trying to live and extend our life as long as possible, right? So there's a bravery that comes with thinking, we can cure this, we can lick this, we can overcome this, I can get better, I can just eat differently, I'll try this medication, I'll go through chemotherapy, let's go surgery, let's go through radiation. You keep attacking the opportunity to survive when you are not well. And your physician is coming in to bring you the truth about where you are. And Roy hosted this presentation of Being Mortal as a way of starting a conversation. I pulled several things from watching this, including just comments from other people that are in the senior living space, that there's an agency relationship that doctors have to their patient in the same way that I have to my sellers. That agency relationship is to be honest and sincere, straightforward, and to tell people the truth. Hey, I think you're priced too high and that you need to be priced correctly at this point. Recently, we put a house on the market that had been listed for $400,000 and another agent was handling it. I took over and I said, look, honestly, really, the house is worth $375,000. That's where the market really is. And you know what? That's where the market is for that property. It is right on the money, $375,000. $400,000 was a reach. It was a hope. It's okay to try, but there comes a point where you just have to say this is, in fact, the truth. Had another situation, couple who called because they had gotten my name and my information, seen my signs, and they said, hey, we'd like for you to consider representing us. We've got our house on the market for $939,000. I went through this house. I'm telling you right now, it's worth between $780,000 and $820,000, okay? And the truth of that, me saying that to them, they didn't change brokers. What they did is they stayed with their broker and they made an adjustment. Stayed with their broker, they made another adjustment. They then let that broker go and they went with another broker who came in somewhere a little bit higher than what I recommended. All of this happens in a period of 6 to 8 weeks. And then I get a phone call. My wife and I trust you. You told us the truth. Thank you. We'd like you to be our broker. Are you comfortable listing in the range that you talked about? And I said, sure, because that's where the market is. That agency relationship, it's true. I think we expect the people that work on our cars to treat us the same way, right? That they'll tell us you don't need something when you don't need it, that they'll be looking out for our best interest, even though they're an agent for the car dealer. Like, I'm an agent. I hang my license with Long & Foster. But ultimately, my fiduciary duty is to look out for you and your best interests, to tell you you shouldn't move if that's really what's best. I may have mentioned this in the past, but I'll just mention again. So I run a nonprofit organization called Widow Care. Now, I started this in 2013 as a means of matching widows with volunteers. We are gearing Widow Care to be a clearinghouse, a point, a hub spot of information for everything around being a widow. We have quite a ways to go. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. We have three widows and one widower on our board. And our focus is to bring widows to connection and resources. You know, as a real estate agent, having worked with widows over the years, one of the most profound instructions I've given to widows after I get a call from them about selling their home because their husband has passed, same thing with widowers, is when I say, you know, I would recommend, it's your choice, but I would recommend that you think about staying where you are at least for a winter and a summer. Allow yourself to go through a normal grieving process. That's a hard conversation for anybody to have, a child to have with their parent. But for the real estate broker to have a conversation, it might seem a little bit overreaching. My point is that I'd rather try to give people advice based upon what I know is in people's best interest, right? Based on everything that I know after 31 years. You know, I don't write you a check for your house like some brokers offer to, you know, buy your house cash. Sure. I've got investors who will do that. But fiduciary duty is looking out for our clients. It's for telling our clients the truth, trying to protect their best interest and guide them through the process beginning to end. Being Mortal is an excellent film. The book is excellent. I highly recommend it. I found it sobering. I found it awakening about having conversations, even with my own parents. My father's 90, my mother's 83 now, and being able to have a conversation with them and just talk about what they know. It's a dialogue. You know, life is a dialogue. In the same way, I've got five kids. I need to turn and think about, okay, what happens if I'm gone tomorrow? Now I've got a will and I've got some things in place, but I never talked to my kids about what would happen. Suppose I get hit by a bus tomorrow. I haven't prepared them for the truth, the reality that we're all mortal, right?
I am the cold, hard truth.
Senior Solutions brings you the truth in real estate for all of us who are 50 and over. And for those listening who may be the kids or grandkids of those that you're trying to help work through challenges or just living your life to the best of your ability. So we bring you news. I bring you stories, talk about the business. Ultimately, I appreciate anything you would bring to me that you'd like to hear about, or maybe you have some things to share that might benefit our audience. Would you take a moment and would you send me an email? I'd appreciate if you would tell me what you think about the show. Maybe if there's some things you'd like to hear about, or maybe you have something to share that you might benefit the audience that we're speaking to. I'd like you to open the door, shoot me an email, eric@ericstewartgroup.com. I'll tell you, I got an email from a fellow who listens to the show, and he's heard my advertisement where I talk about how open houses are really for the realtors, not so much for the buyers. And he listens to the show. He likes the show. He likes me and so on. But he's like, enough of that. He said, you know, we understand you don't like open houses. I just so appreciate that he sent me that email. And I frankly, I'm thankful when I get good feedback. If I'm saying something that's bothering you, I'd like to hear about it. If I'm saying something that really means something to you, I want to hear that too.
Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by.
I'm trying to perfect the education and the instruction I can give to my generation, the baby boomers, as we as a mass are moving through getting older. My parents, the silent generation, and those who are coming behind us. So what do you do when your aging parents won't listen, or maybe it's your aging kids won't listen? Number one, you got to accept the situation. You may want your mantra to be que sera, sera, if you remember Doris Day, right? Whatever will be, will be. You can't make a horse drink, right, folks? Number two, blame it on the kids or the grandkids. If mom isn't willing to change her behavior for herself, would she do it for somebody else? In other words, don't make you the bad person. Bring somebody into the conversation about what it means to everybody, not just you, but other people. Because honestly, you know, it really, if you can create a conversation about how our family would work together. Oftentimes, that's the biggest motivator. Number three, decide how important that matter is. Pick your battles. In other words, don't go to war over something that really should not be fought on. Sometimes it's best to just let it go. And don't beat yourself up if you're not able to mediate a resolution. Find an outside outlet for your feelings. If you're struggling and it's all bottled up, maybe talking to a counselor would be a good idea. Perhaps a pastor, a priest at church, or a rabbi, or maybe just a good friend. Think ahead. Maybe there's a milestone that your family wants to be around for, and think about giving them a goal to live well towards that specific goal. Treat them like the adults that they are, folks. Treat other people in your family with respect. Listen carefully. Be good about pausing, and don't be in a rush to fill voids of conversation. And lastly, try to understand the big why behind why they're acting like they're acting. Sometimes that fear of letting go of a house is a fear of really just being no longer independent, when in fact, none of us are really independent or completely interdependent. In life, we have certain responsibilities. We let go of some things. We can pick up new ones, right? Well, there's that music. Stuart Rosenthal's with me. Stuart, hey, good morning.
Eric, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, what do you got for us today?
Well, in our health section in the October Beacon, there's an interesting story. It's an interview, actually, with Dr. Muriel Gillick, who's from the Harvard Medical School, and recently wrote a book about why it's difficult in our current healthcare system when you get older and they're frail people with chronic illnesses. So she points out the fact that the system just isn't designed for those kinds of needs. You know, it's designed for high tech, you know, technologically intensive work. But when a person really needs someone to just look at their overall lifestyle and what their needs are and how they can best function, how they can live their best life, it's a whole different matter. And you really need either a geriatrician or someone who has some expertise or interest in older people and has some experience in that. So it encourages people to find the right doctor.
Fantastic.
To get their needs met.
What else do you have?
Oh, all kinds of great stories. A wonderful travel section, as usual. And we have our special Celebration of the Arts pullout section with information about all of our winners and pictures of their works.
Fantastic. Plus, the Beacon Expo is coming up in the end of this month and early October. Get more information at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you.
Have you ever wondered what an olderpreneur is? How to get started? Stay with me. I'll tell you.
Now, back to Senior Solutions on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Big house, big car, backseat, full bar. Houseboat won't float, the bank won't tow to know. Too much stuff.
Starting a business when you're over the age of 50, there's a lot of good reasons to consider doing this. Even at the age of 60, 70, or 80, think about it. Studies show that people who start something new between 50 and 70 are healthier, especially if you keep working. If you decide you want to retire from a job you've been doing for 30 years, but you want to do something different, great. Think about what you really want to do, what would float your boat, what would get you up in the morning. Like for me, I get up in the morning and I'm excited to sell real estate. To me, selling real estate would be like surfing. And I don't surf, but I imagine in a certain way, you get up, you look for the waves, and some days there are waves and other days they're not. And when the waves are great, you get up and you catch the waves. Real estate is a little bit like that. I get up in the morning and I approach my real estate practice like I'm going to go surfing. I look for the opportunity to catch that great wave and bring my clients along with me. And you know, it's what keeps me going. 31 years in the business. Started when I was 23. I've been on this radio show now. I'm about to start my 15th year here at WMAL. Longest running real estate show on the Eastern Seaboard right here. Thank you for your patronage. You know, you can also avoid discrimination in your life by starting a new business, because a lot of times if you're, you know, age discrimination exists when you're not your own boss. But when you're your own boss, there's no discrimination, right? Okay. Make your dream job a reality. Maybe you're ready to start selling houses. Maybe you'd like to talk to me about selling real estate. Hey, what the heck? Give us a call, 800-900-9104. We're trying to grow the Senior Solutions team. We'd love to have you be a part of us, especially if you've got a license in real estate, Maryland, D.C., Virginia. Okay? you have a higher chance of success because businesses that are set up by people over 50 are more likely to stay afloat than those who are started by those who are in their 20s because you've lived life. You have more knowledge, more wisdom, more understanding, more patience oftentimes. And you probably have a little bit more financial flexibility. If you're thinking about starting your own business, you have the ability to try something and you can be flexible in how much time you spend on it. But remember, don't be discouraged. Although you may start a new business and seniors are doing this at record levels right now, there's a lot of people who will disparage the idea. Think about in your life when you hear that somebody is starting something different and you think, I don't know how they're going to do that. You know, you go to the negative. I wonder if they're going to survive. Oh, that's not going to last or whatever you might be thinking. You may be the disparaging voice in your own head about something somebody else is doing, right? Remember, there are other people who might feel the same way about you, about new things you're doing. You have to just make a decision what you want to do and enjoy doing it, whether people approve or don't approve. That is not the determining factor, unless it's your wife or husband. If you lack a skill, partner with somebody else that could work with you and help you, maybe who's got skills you don't have. Maybe you're not good in finances, so partner with somebody who is. You got it. Keep things tight. Don't spend a lot of money and leverage the networks that you already have with people you know. A friend of mine started a business, and this is up in Laytonsville. It's called The Family Room, and he and his wife are of this era. And so they decided to start a new business called The Family Room, and it's in Laytonsville, a little village in Laytonsville. They sell a tremendous product line, and they've got ice cream, and they're doing a good job, and they've just opened this year. They've got a great network. They're starting something new. They've taken a space in a little shopping center that, you know, the previous business didn't make it, and here they are jumping in and making it work. And guess what? They are doing a good job, and they have a faith, and they have flexibility, and they've kept things lean, so they've followed that. Think about that, too, if you're thinking about starting your own business. I guess it was about a week ago that Michael Jackson would have celebrated his 60th birthday. Now, Michael Jackson is a little bit older, 5 or 6 years older, would be 5 to 6 years older than I am. And he, as a little kid, was super popular and, again, was a little bit older, just old enough that I loved him as a kid in the Jackson 5 and then his music in the late 70s, Off the Wall, and then the Thriller album and others. He just was an amazing artist, but he didn't have a will, or at least so we thought. In fact, it was years that went by before it was found and before ultimately the contesting that went on in the family sort of subsided and things had been settled out. But, you know, another rock star, Prince, didn't have a will. Prince was maybe 55 years of age when he died unexpectedly, right? Well, guess who else? Aretha Franklin didn't have a will. So what happens if you don't have a power of attorney or you don't have a will? There are lots of problems, and you've heard me on the show talk with estate attorneys, and I definitely would recommend that you get a will if you don't have one. You don't want to die without having a will or not taking steps to avoid probate if you were to pass away. You know, these famous people have demonstrated the importance of having power of attorneys in place and other disability planning tools. One of my clients can't talk. I think she's had a neurological disorder. She can write, but she cannot talk. If you're in a position where you don't know what's going to happen, why don't you take a little bit of time, a little bit of money? You could reach out to any number of estate attorneys and talk to Mike Collins. Mike does a good job, and he's a faithful estate attorney. His operation does a good job, and they're reasonable. Get some things set up, okay? There was an heiress named Brooke Astor, and her financial abuse at the hands of her son while she was suffering from Alzheimer's began making headlines about 12 to 13 years ago. Since then, stories have involved radio personality Casey Kasem, a real estate developer, pro basketball team owner David Sterling, Sumner Redstone, who's the majority owner at CBS, and other publicly traded companies. Family and health secrets are revealed in public. Like for Harper Lee, Marvel Comics mogul Stan Lee, and astronaut Buzz Aldrin. Hey, the details differ, but many things stay the same. as a person ages, cognitive function declines, someone must be able to step in and help manage financial and personal affairs. And there is a fear, right? You are afraid to put your financial affairs in the hands of somebody unless you trust them and you have confidence in them. Putting it off won't actually cure the issue. Take the time, find somebody you would trust who would be the guiding hand in your life. Real quick story. Back in 1989, 1990, 91 timeframe, I bought a house. It was a first house, and I've told the story before, but here's the essence of it. Lady dies. There was no will found. I was brought in to possibly sell the property. The guardian that was provided by the state asked me if I wanted to buy the house with everything in it. Now, this lady didn't have anybody set up in advance to fulfill her wishes, which were found by me when I found her will in a metal box in a closet in a bedroom. It was that difficult, meaning it wasn't difficult at all. I also found $110,000 in bonds in a file cabinet drawer in an office space. And this is we're talking total square footage in this house, about 1,800 square feet. One level, no basement. You get the picture. Might have even been smaller. Might have been 1,500 square feet. But my point is that not only did she have the option of finding somebody to represent her when she was gone, she didn't actually do that. So as a result, the state stepped in and assigned a guardian. The guardian wasn't careful, didn't do the basic. He had hired an assistant who didn't do her job. And had I not been an honest person, I decided to turn the will in, which is the appropriate thing. And then I'd turn the bonds over, which I could have kept based on when the terms of the contract were written. I turned the bonds over to once the will was opened, then the estate was opened, the estate went into probate, and I turned those bonds over, and all that money went to the University of Minnesota. And my point is that you don't want to be in a position where your money goes to somebody unexpectedly. I could have claimed that money. But I recognized what she had wanted, and I felt like the right thing to do was to put the money where it was supposed to go. I got the house. I got some furniture. I got the loaded gun in the drawer next to the bed. You got to look out for yourself. Find somebody that you trust, that you can put a power of attorney to help you if you're disabled in some fashion. Okay? Take the time to do that. Hey, guess what time it is? It's time for a senior moment with my friend Helen Flynn. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Eric.
What do you have for us?
You got it. One of the questions that comes up, one of the biggest obstacles to making a move is, what do I do with the stuff? And every time I say that, I see the nods and the smiles as people think, yeah, you're right, that's it. There's not a short, simple answer to that, but my tip for today would be to collect 3 bags every week, one to give away and one of the things you can't quite decide what to do with yet, and you will be on your way.
Well, that's great, Helen. If you want to explore your options for making a move or staying put, feel free to reach out to Helen Flynn, who's the head of the Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stewart Group. Call her toll-free at 800-900-9104. That's Helen at ericstewartgroup.com by email. Thanks, Ellen.
You're welcome.
Hey, don't forget, in October, and now's the time to sign up, we have seminars in Maryland and Virginia on how to age in your best place. This would be perfect for you or for your family or for everybody to attend. Feel free to register at ericstewartgroup.com. This will be free, and I'll give out free copies of my guide on how to downsize. Also, I'll give a lecture the same day, a little bit later, on how to sell your home for top dollar. You can register for either or both seminars, again, at ericstewartgroup.com, or call us today at toll-free 800-900-9104. Well, that wraps it up for Senior Solutions. If you're around tonight around 9:30, join me for Real Estate Now, our national real estate program. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next time.
You know you can hurt yourself.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.